Now, ladies and gentlemen, the Top of the Bill award is not an award from the reunion, because that would be silly. But what it is, it's a very special award. It's been arranged by the great Steve Gray through a friend of his that's here today. And it's to do with the birthday honours of the one and only Joe D'Orazio. Joe, who's with us today, president infinitum, that means going on forever. And he does go on forever. Not yet, because I want to tell him about you. Born in 1922. By the time he was 16, black belt judo, first Dan. Grew up with a wrestler called Steve Logan. The great Steve Logan. Both judokas. Went in the army for the war. Steve served in the 8th Army as a desert rat. This man served in his own way. Lots of foreign service. When they came back after the war, work was short. Steve loved boxing. Joe loved wrestling. So in 1948, Joe turned professional. He was helped into the business by the one and only Mike Marino, who was his cousin. Shortly afterwards, Steve Logan was inducted into the business in the same way. For the next 20 years, this man travelled the world, and I mean the world, wrestling everybody, until his last bout when he was terribly injured against the one and only George Kidd. His love of wrestling didn't diminish, however, and he joined Dale Martins in the office doing the bills and also refereeing, and became the most celebrated referee I think this country's ever had. Thank you. We all agree. He co-wrote the book, The Who's Who of Wrestling, with Pam Edwards, who was Mike Judd's wife, and that became a legendary book, which is still used as a book of reference to this day. But away from the wrestling, this man paints, he writes, and he does poetry. He has had 300 poems published, from Ode to Hannah to the light-hearted Let Me Sleep. He has had books published, and he has spent 40 years of his life teaching disabled and people with difficulties how to paint and draw. He has had exhibitions in London for them and given them a life of their own. And along with him, Steve Gray himself has worked in that same industry, away from the glamour of wrestling. And that's why Steve wanted to be at the helm of this thing today. And I'm going to ask Steve Gray to step up here now, please, the former lightweight champion of the world, the one and only Steve Gray. Steve, I'll leave you to say the rest. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only, the wonderful man that is Joe D'Orazio, 90 years old next year, still goes to work, still teaches the bad people, the people who can't do anything, still helping the world. Joe D'Orazio and the wonderful Steve Gray. Oh wow, look at this. Steve has had this commissioned by an artist who's here. All Joe's family are here today, his son's wife, all his grandchildren, to celebrate the life of this fantastic man. Hold it at the front, Steve, so we can all see it, please. This is Joe's grandson, ladies and gentlemen, future champion of the world. If any wrestlers have memorabilia photographs of themselves and their careers, and they would like it transformed into this wonderful work of art as a sketch drawing, which is beyond belief, it's fantastic. Cliff Richard there, Mike Marino, everybody who's been in his life, Les Kellett, Paul Lincoln, unbelievable. Please see Steve Gray, who will be the link man between the artist, Paul, and producing one of these for you. So please see Steve Gray during the afternoon, if you get a moment. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, once more, what can I say? Joe D'Orazio. He's a bit taken aback. Steve.
Right, this is just special effects. It's nice to hear somebody say something nice about anybody. And this fella's always saying something nice about everybody. God bless you, Steve Gray. You put me in the handicap business as well, didn't you?
I did.
And I'm forever grateful for that. Thank all you very good people that have come here. And I hope you still keep coming forever and ever and ever. God bless you all.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, the great Joe D'Orazio, and of course the one and only Steve Gray.
Simply the best.